Welcome to a sisterhood of women who strive to let him in. You are listening to episode 8, titled, How to Encounter God's Presence. This is Kelsey Millay, and I'm your host here on the Let Him In podcast, where my intent is to have these episodes full of thoughts, impressions, and ways for you to easily let God into your everyday. Today's episode topic is so important to me. It really is the whole entire reason why I started my business, Guided Co., and why the journals came out, and now this podcast. It all comes back to my journey with finding God's presence in what I call a connection prayer. I grew up with the understanding of how to pray and why we pray and all those kind of things. And I honestly think I kind of felt like I knew all there was to know about prayer, which is obviously really naive, but I honestly didn't even really question for a long time if there was more to do with prayer than what I currently knew. I just used what I knew about prayer, and it was enough. It was enough at the time. Prayer for me, for a majority of my life, really until about 3 years ago, I prayed in what I now call a yes-no format prayer. And what I mean by this is whenever I had any type of situation in my life where I needed Heavenly Father's guidance or I had a question that I wanted answered, I would always phrase my prayers in a way that God could simply answer yes or no. It didn't require him to have to talk to me in a sentence. It didn't require anything than yes or no. This really was how I prayed about everything, and it was a great foundation, and it got me through a majority of my life feeling good about my decisions and confident in moving forward because I did know how to receive a yes, which is I would feel the Holy Ghost and would feel that confirmation, or I would feel confident in moving forward if I felt a no, which usually felt just like this emptiness. For me, it was really easy to distinguish between those two different feelings, which is why I think for so long, I never questioned whether there was anything more that I could get out of prayer or have from prayer, let alone a relationship with God that extended more than that. So go back a few years ago for me, and I feel like I was having to make a lot of really big decisions, bigger than any other decisions I had really faced in life. And I was feeling a lot of weight and a lot of anxiety because I knew that these decisions I was making were going to have huge impact on my kids specifically, my family in general, and I suddenly was not okay with only getting a yes or a no. It really just wasn't enough for me anymore. I wanted sentences from God. I wanted instructions. I wanted to know the why or the how or the when. I needed so much more guidance. I think about it now and I think how silly the thought was to think that I could only receive a yes or no in response to my prayers. I can't imagine giving my own kids guidance in only those two words. I feel like as a parent, I would be busting at the seams, just wanting to like explode on my children with all of these sentences of guidance and assurance and love and comfort. And I truly believe that is how God feels towards us. I believe that majority of us would say that we want to feel God. We want to be in his presence. But do we realize that God's presence is only one worship song away, one scripture session away, one prayer away? God is not making it hard for us to be in his presence. He's not. He wants us to be with him. We just need to stop and seek him. It wasn't until I realized that we need to put ourselves in a position to encounter God that that's when the magic of prayer can happen. That's when God is so present and we are able to have these open and honest, amazing conversations in prayer. There really were three different things I changed to help start putting myself in a position to encounter God. One, I now had the thought and belief that God really did want to speak to me individually, which led me to giving him time to do so. It meant that I was looking for him. It meant that I was doing whatever I could to have the Spirit. Second, I went into prayer with an intentional stillness and openness that I just didn't have before. So that could look like opening with a Christ-centered meditation or listening to worship music to get my heart and mind in the right place. Sometimes it honestly just looked like me sitting in stillness until I felt like my body and mind were physically calm. Third, my actual prayers became completely different. Before, I was starting out in gratitude and thanking Heavenly Father and then kind of moving into asking him for whatever it was I needed and then closing out my prayer. Now, I usually start with using my connection roller, which is an oil blend that I've made of frankincense and bergamot, and I just roll it onto the palms of my hands and start with a self-diffuse, which is simply cupping your hands over your nose and mouth and breathing in and out that scent of the oil. This really is just a continuation of that second step where I'm coming to prayer with an intentional stillness and openness. These oils truly help me to calm down and become centered and present in that exact moment. Then I usually pull out my Hear Him journal and start writing everything that is on my heart that day, what I'm currently thinking about, or maybe it's what I'm grateful for. Sometimes it's more question related. It really does fluctuate and change every single day. And I just write it all down. And then I start my prayer out by saying something along the lines of, I am here, I am open, and I would love to know what you would want me to hear and know today. And then I sit and I have my eyes closed and usually my hands are still cupped over my face. And then sometimes I am given these immediate thoughts and I start writing them down as fast as I possibly can until I don't have any more thoughts that are coming. And other times I sit in stillness and wait for quite a while before anything comes to me. But something always does come, even if it's as simple as just an I love you. I see you. You're doing a good job. You're my daughter. Any of these simple truth statements. Depending on what I hear from God that day will determine whether I end up having more questions and we continue in conversation or what my thoughts are in return to what he told me. And usually once I feel like that is kind of done and wrapped up, I always, always end by asking, is there anything more? I never want to leave this space until I know that I have heard everything that he wants me to hear and know that day. This way of praying has literally changed my life. Like 100% changed my life, which is why I am trying to share it with everyone. Everyone out there needs to know this. I love that God knows what is on my heart and he knows what I'm struggling with, what I'm excited about. He speaks directly to it daily. I find so much comfort in these moments with God and it's shown me how much he knows me over and over and over again. It's honestly magic to me. Sometimes I just sit and reflect of what is actually happening and it is pure magic. These prayers have been something that I really look forward to, and they're just special and unique, and it just amazes me that I can actually have a conversation with God. Maybe you are in a spot where you are looking for more guidance and direction, or maybe you just want to be able to feel God's love for you more frequently. This type of prayer, this connection prayer, as I call it, will do just that. You can do them every day. You can do it once a week. Just remember, your three steps to encounter God's presence. One, believe that He is there and wants to talk to you. Look for Him in your day. Stop. Give Him time to be able to speak to you. Two, prepare your mind in stillness and intention through scripture study, meditation, or just intentional quiet time. Three, enter your prayer giving a small moment of what's on your heart and then asking God what He wants you to know that day. If you have never done anything like this, I challenge you to take these three steps and spend 5 minutes in each step. So only 15 minutes out of your day without your phone, without distraction, and allow yourself to have this experience. I also do want to say that I think it is important to remember that God speaks to each one of us differently. And so our connection prayers are going to reflect that. You may see more images in your mind than thoughts in your mind. Or maybe God speaks to you in the exact same language you would speak to a friend. Or it might be a little bit more scriptural. I have known people to have all different types of experiences. So just go into it with an open mind and know that He is going to speak to you in a way that you are going to understand. It is going to be personal and direct for you. One of my favorite quotes about speaking with our Heavenly Father is from David O. McKay, and he says, "Through worship, meditation, communion, and reverence, we may sense the reality of being able to have a close relationship with our Father in heaven. I bear you my testimony that it is real, that we can commune with our Heavenly Father." You have the ability to talk with God. You have the ability and agency to form this relationship that can give you more guidance than anything else. Personal revelation is something that we have been encouraged to discover, to learn, and to lean on more than ever before. President Russell M. Nelson said, "It has never been more imperative to know how the Spirit speaks to you than right now. I renew my plea to do whatever it takes to increase your spiritual capacity to receive personal revelation. Doing so will help you to know how to move ahead with your life and what to do in times of crisis." It's like having our own personal scripture given to us whenever we need it. There's absolutely no reason in my mind why we should not all be doing this. We could all feel so much more peace, love, assurance, help, guidance than ever before. I truly, truly believe that, and also believe that we all deserve to have it. Today's thought, I just want you to grab out your Hear Him journal if you happen to already have it and make time for a connection prayer today. Really allow yourself to have a conversation with God. Open it up with writing what you were feeling and then simply ask Him what He would have you know today. If you don't yet have a Hear Him journal for yourself, I will link you in the show notes to where you can purchase yours today. I love you guys, leaving you today with hopefully a little more stillness, an open mind, and a desire to connect with God.